everyone. My name is Rosie Miles. I'm a reader in English literature and pedagogy at Wolverhampton University. And what I'm going to do in the next 20 minutes, and hopefully leave you some good time to ask me anything you want to about what I'm going to show you, is in a way I'm going to show you what is sort of a case study, really, of an example of what Alison David Kolb called ludic learning. I'm going to show you how a Twitter-style activity that started in a VLE discussion forum has developed over time, over a period of about 4 years. So it's moved from a VLE into Twitter, and I have attempted it on Twitter twice, getting a class of between 30 and 40 undergraduate English students on Twitter, or creating a Twitter account and tweeting somewhere between 1,500 and 1,800 tweets in a week, in character and on a kind of specific subject derived from our particularly learning. We're beloved in HE of the next shiny new thing, which is partly why we're all here. But I suppose I want to start just very briefly by, I suppose, talking about how things develop over time. And in a way, for me, exactly what I'm showing you has developed over time. So in 2000, since the mid-2000s, I've been doing some stuff online, mostly using VLE discussion forums, integrating a suite, if you like, of discussion forum activities into a third-year undergraduate module on Victorian literature and culture. It's assessed. The students know it's assessed from the start. It's a whole other discussion to talk about assessing it, but we assess it. So that's been part of what I've been doing now for quite a number of years, probably about 10 years now. The online activities extend what we start in the face-to-face classroom into the online space of the discussion forum. So I see the discussion forum as extending what we do face-to-face. So it's a blended learning model. And one of the distinctive activities that I've been engaged with is around role play. You can get students to role play online in a way that if we did it in a classroom, it would just be a bit of a crap sort of drama workshop and it wouldn't work, okay? But I suppose my question is always that. What does the online space make possible pedagogically that you can't do face-to-face, or that somehow enhances or adds to what you can do face-to-face? So in a VLE discussion forum, role-playing, I've had students role-playing as characters from Charles Dickens' Bleak House, cast of thousands, debating "This house believes the law is an ass." And I've done a sort of Sherlock Holmes-style mystery where my students have played characters from fin de siècle texts, late 19th century, where they've had to solve a mystery set in the deep, dark streets of Victorian Wolverhampton. And I've written on that kind of stuff in the past. And I've said something that I'm not the first to say this, but other people have said it, sort of using a kind of imaginative creativity within English studies as a way of generating critical knowledge. English is a critical discursive subject, but actually to inhabit sort of characters creatively adds a whole other aspect to that. So what I've described has actually moved from a VLE to Twitter. So in 2011, I knew Twitter existed, but I wasn't actually on it. So I thought, okay, I want to do a role play, but I'm still using the VLE discussion forum. And what I wanted to do was doing a module on the late 19th century fin de siècle literature. So I said to the students, okay, we'll take the spirit of Twitter, but we'll do it in a discussion forum. So I want you all to kind of create Twitter names for your characters. So what I'm showing you here is Dracula, who decided to call himself like a bat out of hell. And our topic was the new woman, kind of stuff about gender, changing gender roles for women at the end of the 19th century. And he posted this very early on. And why that was significant to me is because me, in my ignorance at the time, had no idea what a hashtag was. I wasn't on Twitter. So I basically said to him, what's a hashtag, Dracula? And he kind of told the rest of the class. So he taught me, and he taught the rest of the class, how to use a hashtag in a rather sort of witty, summing up kind of way to add a sort of extra level of comment to the tweet. So the students, in that sense, were teaching each other and me how to use Twitter. So the challenge was, when I came to do this again, 2013, I thought, right, we have to go into Twitter. So I moved it into Twitter. Somewhere along the line, the Guardian got wind of me doing what I've just shown you. But and the irony of this is, online on the Guardian, is actually I wasn't using Twitter. I was using a VLE discussion forum at that point. Anyway, so when it came to moving it onto Twitter, how was I going to do this? So what I'm going to mostly show you now is a whole load of screenshots and tweets from an iteration of doing Fandasieka Twitter in 2013. And in a way even more interesting, I've literally just done it again 2 weeks ago. So you're the first audience to see anything of my doing it again in 2015. So all the students kind of sign up for a Twitter account, and they sign up in character and create a Twitter account in character. This is me, I'm Dr. Jekyll, so you can see I've created a Twitter name. You can see we can personalise, of course. The notion that we've been talked about already about kind of learning becoming personalised rather than just being sort of abstract. Every student can make their own Twitter account, and of course they're rather ducks to water about it. I'm showing you myself there because, for me, one of the really interesting things I think this does for the tutor is it kind of changes and challenges our role. I join in on the same level as they do. I'm not quite one of the class because I am different. I am the tutor, but I create an account and I role play just like they do. So I'm joining in the same sort of spirit as them, to some extent to model what I want them to do. There's also a need, of course, for the tutor to scaffold the activity well. So when I create a Twitter account and I go through it meticulously and write down how you do it, because that's what I'm going to tell them to do. I need to know what might be difficult, what they might encounter that they don't know what to do. Doing it in 2015 to 2013, things have changed on Twitter. You have to sort of do that sort of stuff to sort of scaffold it well. So I write clear instructions as to how to create a Twitter account. And you're going to see examples of kind of then what happens. And I really like this quote from Ravenscroft, which in a way seems to fit into the disruptive theme of our conference today. There's a clear tension between the tradition of learning as a highly structured and organised experience involving clear levels of authority and the more collaborative, volatile and anarchic nature of the social web. In a way, I can set up the parameters. We'll come back to that, because in a way I'm setting up a game. I'm setting up the rules of the game, or rules of play. That's what I see myself as doing. I'm licensing them to play. And they don't expect that as well, which is also part of its impact. But I can't control it. If they all go, Rosie, this is crap, we're just not doing this, it'll fail. So they have to own it. So I can't make it work. I can only set up a certain kind of structure to facilitate them to own it for themselves. So I'm just going to show you now a few shots. There's some of their profiles, for example. Some of them not personalising the backdrops there, but they're all personalising their icon. I was particularly interested in Hyde, because I was Dr. Jekyll. We'll come back to Hyde in a minute and how Hyde played himself in 2013. There's some more of them, and in particular the student you're seeing, her little profile there, but just to make that a bit bigger, so you see they're personalising the backdrop, drawing on their character. This is a new woman from A New Woman story, Theodora Dudley, so their little bios they're drawing on the text. Another thing I'm not pointing out to you, but it's important I do, is actually everything I've shown you is a protected account. So when they create their accounts, they protect accounts. So actually what we do in Twitter is we create a kind of Twitter bubble. That's my kind of incredibly technical term for it, but it will do. We all create an account, follow each other, and protect our accounts. So we are all only following each other. So we're in Twitter. We have the functionality of Twitter, most of it. We can't retweet. because you can't retweet if you protect accounts. We don't need to, because we can all see what everyone else does. In a way, there is no need to retweet. But we are using, we can post links, we can post images, etc., etc. We have most of Twitter's functionality, but we've created, my class is in its own little safe space on Twitter. It's just us. And when I came, so there's pros and cons of that. One of the cons, of course, is actually what did I do afterwards when I wanted to kind of capture it? You've got me in the room so I can show you, and I've spoken about this on a number of occasions, but there's a question about how do I communicate it to the wider world if it's all behind protected accounts. So there was a question for me after 2013 of how to do that, and the question is if we'd not protected our accounts, it would be different. I mean, there's pros and cons. That, I suppose, neutrally, that's what I'd say about that. It would have been different. So, just to show you Hyde again, I mentioned Hyde, who, again, I was very interested in playing Dr. Jekyll. Note what Hyde is doing here, and he did this. Hyde was almost one of the best tweeters in the 2013 cohort. And again, he was just anarchic. He was totally anarchic. Note how he's kind of capitalising in this sort of slightly random way. And he was doing all sorts of things on Twitter and you know, deliberately kind of annoying me as Dr. Jekyll in all sorts of ways. Let's just show me and Dr. Jekyll having a bit of an encounter there. So there's me saying no sign of Hyde. Hyde was doing all sorts of things, pretending he was kind of emptying my bank account and all sorts of things like that, and he was selling and doing all sorts of mad things. So again, I'm responding there in a rather sort of jokey way back to what Hyde is allegedly being up to. So we're playing off what each other is doing as we go through. There again, me and Dr. Jekyll and Basil Hallward from the picture of Dorian Gray, uploading images as well. And of course, there is a performativity aspect to this as well. And as students go through the week, it's time-bound, lasts a week. Some of them, and again, more of them did it this time round than actually last time, we can enact our character over time. So we can take things that happen to the character in the text and sort of enact them progressively and have the character develop over time. So, of course, Dr. Jekyll kind of transforms. So Dr. Jekyll kind of transformed on Twitter. And then you get other sort of tweeters responding with concern as to what's happening to Dr. Jekyll through that. So there's a performative aspect of this going on. And there's some interesting stuff that I've just, critical stuff I've just discovered about sort of Twitter and performativity in the real world, as it were, the performances of self we make using Twitter in relation to celebrity and all sorts of things. But it's actually totally relevant to what's going on there. They're performing a kind of persona of the character that is being created. And also we're engaging with kind of critical readings as well. Here's a load of new women who are just having a bit of a chat, and that's all coming out of stuff we're doing in the face-to-face classroom. A direct link between what's going on online and what we're doing in the face-to-face classroom. They are totally connected, and the one that emerges from the other. Partly what I'm highlighting here is play, and one of the things I love about Twitter is its wit. I just think it's incredibly witty. And you have to be witty and concise because you've only got 140 characters, so you've got to say it better sometimes. Say it smarter. And this is an excellent article produced long before Twitter existed by Christine Jenkins. It's an essay where she says the virtual classroom becomes a gathering space in which all collaborate, you know, the sort of buzzwords we're using, in creating a playful, participatory, ludic space that verges on what philosopher and theorist Mikhail Bakhtin would describe as the carnivalesque. If any of you heard of sort of Bakhtin and his notions of the carnival, if we think of carnival, Notting Hill Carnival, or whatever, it's a disruptive space. It disrupts the norm of everyday life and behaviour and activity. And it is a licence for a set time to kind of be anarchic and to play. And that very much works for me as a kind of theorisation of actually what I'm asking them to do. We could, for me, I could substitute virtual classroom there for fin de siècle Twitter. And this is just from a classic account, an anthropological account by Johann Huizinga. It's old but good, on play. Play begins and then at a certain moment is over. All play moves and has its being within a playground marked off beforehand. There are parameters and rules of the game within which special rules obtain. All are temporary worlds within the ordinary world, dedicated to the performance of an act apart. Inside the playground, an absolute and peculiar order reigns. That for me, again, very much seems to sum up something of the spirit of what happens when we create this. Again, I was at the BET show, which is a massive sort of technological educational show. Again, sort of people picked up I was doing this, and it got picked up in January. But when I came to go do it again, literally 2 weeks ago, I thought, how's it going to be different? Is it going to be different? Well, I didn't change the instruction to protect accounts. So that seemed important. It seemed important the students had that safe space. Somebody else might have made a different decision, decided we'll see what happens if the rest of the Twitter sphere wants to interact. But I wanted to be able to tell the world, or at least the bit of the world that's on Twitter. So how could I do that? So over on my own account, as Ms. E-Mentor, I hashtagged it. So if you look up the hashtag, you will find my tweets, all the tweets which connect fin de siècle Twitter. So I spent part of the week taking part as Dr. Jekyll again, but also I've learned to use a snippet tool. My life is so much better.
Yes.
Taking sort of snippets, taking screenshots on my phone, and then retweeting them with the hashtag fin de siècle Twitter. So they're all out there, not protected. You can see some of what my students were getting up to. So again, just another example of me having learned to do a screenshot of my phone. Again, I'm just giving it as me, Rosie, as it were, and just Dr. John Seward there from Dracula with Renfield, the asylum patient who kind of eats bugs and birds and cats and things, just showing that there. And again, really, I'm just going to show you some more shots now of things they are doing and having fun with. The one on the left is rather nice. Again, they're tying it into the season of the year. Sometimes they tie it into the place in the day, in the morning or the evening or whatever it is. They're using emoticons. This was rather good as well. The student playing Sybil Vane, who is the actress in Dorian Gray. She's in Dorian Gray, Sybil Vane acts as Rosalind in As You Like It. So the student takes an RSC image from As You Like It and she adapts it and she puts her own. I have no idea who she did that, but I just thought it's fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous. They are all just doing this themselves. I'm not telling them to do any of it. So it's generating their own kind of creativity as to what they're doing. I mentioned the notion of using Twitter performatively over time. This is Lucy Westenra from Dracula, who gets vamped. She dies at one point in Dracula. Lucy Westenra died on Twitter and came back as a vampire. And here she is. We go from the bottom up because that's the order in which they slightly go, time-wise. But she's being pursued to her death here. And I think that was her last tweet, and she's staked. Basically, she has a stake through her heart and Lucy's over. But again, she's sort of pursuing her, creating her character very effectively over time. Heading to the end now. Heading to the end. Again, this is just another example of a few more just select tweets I've just snipped out here. We had Renfield. Somebody decided to be the cat of Renfield, which, again, some of them got quite anarchic as the actual characters they chose. It was actually very funny in being Renfield's cat. Mina Harker, wife of Jonathan Harker, who you saw previously, they ended up having a baby. So her final tweet was the announcement of her having had a baby to finish. And of course, we I've been in sessions where we've been talking about feedback and evaluation. So I asked the students what they thought about it. This is from 2013, a few comments from 2013 as to what they were saying. So not many of them already used Twitter. A minority already used Twitter before this. So I would say for 75% of them, it's the first time they really use it properly and extensively. The addictive word gets used. The fun word gets used. And they learn how they're effective. I mean, in a way, that's an important kind of thing. My 2015 cohort, one or two of them actually on Twitter themselves. They've said that this is my students from 2 weeks ago posting as themselves. That's December the 3rd of this year. What they're saying there, and I honestly didn't give them Father Christmas jelly babies to get them to say those things. They're saying them because they want to. So the English at Wolves, our official Twitter feed, is kind of making a comment to that as well, and somebody's responding to that. And note they're using the hashtag. I've just literally done a SurveyMonkey survey. Not only have I learned how to screenshot, I've learned to do a survey on SurveyMonkey, which literally went out to them yesterday. So it's not ended up in here. But I've had a number of responses already. I asked them what they were learning. Did they learn anything? And they were saying various things. One of them said, it's the most innovative way of learning I've experienced, which that was really nice to hear. It was the most enjoyable and engaging assignment I've ever done. I'm sad it's over. So back to the real world. And to sort of end with Eric Stoller, really, there's a nice little article by Eric on the JISC website quite recently. While social media provides myriad conduits for interaction, learning and communication, it requires nuance, experimentation and intrepidity. A lovely word, intrepidity. And there is a thing about risk. Risk has been used as a word today. And I don't know, when I moved from the VLE to Twitter, I was nervous. I was like, oh goodness, is this going to work? And obviously I've got an investment, I want it to work, but as I say, I can't control it. So I don't want the class to be a disaster online, really, but you've just got to take the risk. I guess one of the questions we're asking is, how do we get other people to take the risk when they may not want to, or they may be resistant? I suppose one of the ways I would say is to see discipline-specific examples of things that work. Social media services create opportune locales for learning and teaching engagement, which are imbued with community-generated creativity. And if that's not what Sybil Vane and co were doing, then I don't know what is. So I do think this is a bit of a sort of mantra for me. I think discipline-specific examples of what works and what's successful need to be known about. How you do that, if you're not just in a room with me here, or if I write this up as an article or whatever, how do you kind of cascade that and get it wider known? I don't entirely know. And the element of risk, you need to take risk and also experiment over time. What I'm describing to you has just happened 2 weeks ago, started in 2011. That's 4 years ago, and I've kind of tweaked it and kind of worked on it. So not everything just, you know, kind of appears fully formed. Thank you.